Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to another week of marvelous radio. I'm so jazzed over the response to The Secret Show last week.
Kill it.
I mean, people have been coming out of the woodwork saying, I just listened to it. Did you hear from a lot of people, Vinny?
I didn't hear from anyone in the sense that I've been busy. I was in the house with the kids, so it wasn't like I could be out and be all, high five, you like that? Yeah. Good. There's none of that. I did see a few things. I didn't even really spend much time on social media, but what I saw was encouraging, and I'm stoked. I had fun doing it. I hope people liked it. I think we're going to try to give it some consistency that it lacked, so we sort of scheduled a half and did the half, and I think, you know, I'd like to keep doing it if we can.
Yeah, it felt like weirdly amazing to yell swears into a microphone and have it be okay.
It was
great. I noticed as I was, because I posted a few things on social media about that The Secret Show had happened, and you know, our fans are just, they're frothing. People were giving actual oh my god, the thing that happened at 1 minute and 53 seconds, oh my god, the thing that happened at blah 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 blah, because a lot of people would write, please don't spoil it. I can't listen until, you know, whenever. It was hilarious. I mean, it felt so good that people were so psyched about it.
Yeah.
Good. So thank you. If you listened to The Secret Show and you liked it, we're so glad that you did. And if you
didn't, one thing's for sure. We had what you would call lightning in a bottle, and then we stopped it.
Yep.
Like slammed on the brakes and stopped it. So catching that again, we can only hope. And if people don't want it, we won't do it. But hopefully they do.
Well, I would love to get first day numbers on that. I mean, I don't know how you get numbers for it. It seems like, I don't know.
People can.
People want to keep it a secret from us, I guess. Yeah, they don't want us to know
more like it.
That we have lightning in a bottle.
Right.
I asked Michael Martin on Friday. I'm like, any way to get that? He goes, I'm going to check into that. I'm like, okay. Well,
no, they can. They have to be able to.
Sure. Yeah, well, sure. Right. I mean, someone wants us to do that, and they must want us to because they know what numbers it gets. It'd just be nice. Be nice to know. That's all I'm saying. Just curious.
But if you didn't listen to it yet, it's easily available. We're talking about our little podcast called The Secret Show, and it's available through the Odyssey app.
It is.
Odyssey is a word you're familiar with, but that's not the word this is.
No.
This is some words wedged together to make a new word.
New word. Brand new word.
Right. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah,
in fact, when I wrote hey, you can get it on the Odyssey app, people were actually writing, I had no idea that's how you spelled it until you just...
Right, no,
they thought it was like the actual, like, a trip. An Odyssey with an O. No.
Nope.
A-U. It's like, it's audio, it's audacious, and it's a trip. So,
A-U-D-A-C-Y-R-A-D-I-O.
No offense to anyone in marketing, but I feel like that explanation of the word is probably the worst part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Odyssey.
You can find our Secret Show on the app.
Yes, we're very excited about Odyssey. And about The Secret Show.
Mm-hmm.
So fun. So, yeah, you couldn't get me off social media over the weekend. We did.
Oh,
we
good.
We did YouTubes and poker night parties and interviews with rock stars and
what?
Yeah, we were. We, you couldn't
Who'd
get us
you
off
interview?
Of there. Just a friend of mine. On Saturday night, we played poker.
No biggie. She just hangs out with rock stars.
Yeah, I just hang out with rock stars. You know, it's no biggie. On Saturday night, we played poker, and so we had, you know, we had a full table, and Bryn, I saw Bryn, you know, in person for
Bryn,
the first time.
Bryn, you went?
Yeah. I did, yep.
Everybody at the table was double vaccinated, so we were all...
Double vax party.
It was a double vax party. Or at least they told me they were, and I believe them.
Well, that
you didn't check cards,
issue.
Huh?
I have some stories in the news that will, first of all, hopefully help everyone relax a little, but there's also some trust factors involved in the new CDC guidelines, which most of us probably won't have for the others, you know, in our society, since we've seen so much, I don't know, incivility, whatever, what's the word? Lack of civility, whatever the word is, hostility,
sure, all the illities, all the illities are floating around
damn,
these days.
It's ugly. So anyway, I don't know that you're going to, but in a place like yours, you did the right thing. It's okay. It says it right here.
It is okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They're like, if you're double vaxxed and your family's double vaxxed, go back to living your life.
Yes.
And they even have this sort of explanation that is, at the very worst, you'll catch a mild case of COVID that will go pass in mere days.
You'll think it's a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know
the news is good.
I'm very happy to say that it felt like the old days.
So tell us, the party was great. Everyone laughed. Why were you talking to rock stars? Sammy was over.
No. Sammy was over. Sammy doesn't. You know, he doesn't want to come over here. He's busy. So I ordered some pizza, and I got it all ready. We had the, you know, it's like the whole thing. It's everybody, if you want to eat, come a little early. Here's when the pizza was. We'll do the poker at 7 o'clock sharp. So Bryn comes over at like 5.
She's
so
35 or something like that.
Trying to catch her. You trying to catch her braless again?
I was. Before she puts in a bra,
I'm always braless. You've caught me braless right now. There's no catching me braless. That's the way it is. So he comes over early because he and John have cooked up this plan where they're going to do a happy hour. Nikki, did you see any of this?
I did.
Did you watch it live or did you?
Yeah, I commented when you were on Facebook, and then I actually had to hop out as you guys were moving to YouTube.
I see. Mm.
I commented on it.
Aww. You're one of those.
Yeah.
One of those people.
I can't repeat what I said, because it was a bad word. But
Nikki, you filthy.
Repeat it to
Sarah, you are becoming a social media person, aren't you? Like, you're an influencer. You're living your life on social media.
Yeah, she doesn't have that blue check mark for nothing.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, I'm talking about
you. I thought you were talking
sitting
about
there with
Nicole.
This weird look on your face. Yes, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
You go, this is your sentence. And then we move from there over to YouTube. I'm like, what in the hell? Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is when happening? when we do the live shows, we do these random hookups. They're mostly happy hours on Fridays, right? So we were doing them on Facebook, but the problem is that they're not super family friendly. They're a bunch of people drinking and swearing. Like they're
sometimes, not all the time.
Not all, sure, but most of the time.
Most of the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we didn't leave them up there. So you couldn't, so we had to migrate them over to YouTube, and then all the comments are gone. And, you know, I actually like, you know, seeing the comments come down in real time. So we put them, so we're double casting.
Oh, and, Jesus.
I know. Uh-huh. So we start on Facebook Live and on YouTube Live. We're on the YouTube channel that we have, Random Hookups. And then about 5 minutes in, we drop the Facebook feed, and we've been scrolling the thing. Come on over, follow us over here. You'll see the whole thing. And then people can watch it on YouTube. So, because then we get to keep all the comments. You can just see them right there. We don't worry about the family thing as much. So on Saturday, Bryn comes over, and he and John are scrambling around, and we're getting all these
iPads.
Well,
you guys have had plans for your studio. I mean,
yes.
with the videos, and you guys wanted to put cameras up at one point. And now we have this, because of the pandemic, we realized that, okay, everybody can have their own camera, even if it's just an iPad or a phone. You know, and everybody's got their own square. But then we had a wide shot, too, which is kind of ideal for a podcast scenario, right. You know, where you can see all the mics and all the people walking around or sitting down.
So it sort of, it like shined down onto the table and you could see everybody from above and who was sitting where. And it was just really fun.
You can jump from camera to camera, which is kind of cool to show the audience.
So Vinny, our first guest on the big show, on the pre-poker party show, was the guy from Faith No More. So he said, all right, I'll do it.
You interviewed Mike.
Yes. So he comes in and he sits down and I'm like, hey, you know, and actually it's funny because I got him started. And then at the poker table, he was telling us all these stories. Mm-hmm. About. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, all the actual rock star stories came out after the
later.
Live, I think.
He was a little clammed up. He was a little, you know, not nervous, but a little bit like, what am I doing exactly?
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. And then Scott Capurro showed up. So Scott was on it. And it was just,
How long was this broadcast? Four hours?
No. 40 minutes, maybe?
It was a pre-party to the poker party.
It was just right. Because then at one point, you know, because people are coming in and out and eating pizza and sitting down and talking for a while and then heading back out to the kitchen. And we toured the poker room. So, because we had it set up outside in the
poker
outdoor.
Table was legit.
It's
straight
so
from
great.
Vegas.
Oh, my
it's
God.
So nice.
I'm so excited about
cup
it.
Cup holders and
oh, yeah,
leather.
Like right, an armrest for your arms. And
an Amazon thing?
No, BBO poker tables.
Oh.
Ding, ding, shame.
Shame.
Yeah. It's actually, and I didn't expect it to be as nice as it was. It's like just a folding leg. It's like a... You know, a table you'd pick up at Party Paradise, and it has folding down legs and stuff.
Yeah,
and I thought like a card table. But this one, it is pretty beefy, and it works great, and it looks great. I'm so, it's legit. It looks great. Anyway, we had a great time on there, and our happy hour was really fun too. Dibs from the game hung out with us.
All right,
he says hello, Vinny.
How's he doing?
He's great. He's I don't know how much about his personal life I should. I mean, he came on the show.
I don't have
but,
to share his personal. Oh, I guess he did.
Well, just, imagine you've been married a long time and then you broke up and suddenly you had some hot young thing all over you.
Oh, that's his life right now? Oh, so his life is he's peaking.
Yeah, he is. He's having a good time. Let's put it that way.
Good for him.
Got a new
he was
girlfriend.
A married guy a long time, huh?
He was a married guy. And there's the poker room, Vin, on our Zoom. Bryn is showing shots of the table. And...
Yeah, it looks good. No, the only thing I did see from all of the stuff you're mentioning, which sounds like a lot, but
it was a lot.
I just saw Pat knocking your chips down and thought that was beautiful. He's a good friend.
Yeah, I was the big winner,
dude. She killed it, man. All the money. I don't know.
That's not
it was
a surprise
a
to me at all. She's very into it.
Sometimes she loses.
Yeah, I usually that was the best night I've ever had. I think I won like $70.
Nice.
You know, listen, it's a $20 buy-in. I crushed at least, I crushed three people at the table.
I lost like $28.
I know. Bryn wound up buying back in. I'm like, yes, more money.
Buy-in.
I have won there before though, so.
Yeah, well look, everybody
it's
has
not
their
a complete
night.
Scam at the
everybody
Clarkie
has their
household.
Night. It's not a scam. There's
cameras
at all.
Everywhere. What are you, stupid?
Yeah, and I have a HUD in my contact lens. Or
come
I can
on,
just,
Bryn, you
I
probably put the cameras
got.
Up that helped her rob you. What are you? Come on,
yeah, it's true.
Duh, you're sitting here telling this story, and I'm thinking that sounds like a rigged game if I've ever heard.
If I was going to,
you know, what's funny?
Burke's in
place.
The other room, going, "Mom, he doesn't have the cards."
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me see if I'm going to bet or not. And I'm hearing I'm not betting. Okay, I'm folding.
So Sarah was like the far, like number one, so far the winner, like with so many chips. In second place, John.
Yeah.
Her husband.
Basically,
like with all the
I'm
chips.
Trying to tell you what happened to you, you weirdo.
Basically, we got paid back for the pizza. You know, it was fantastic. I figure over time, if we can keep winning like that, we'll pay for the poker table too. It'll be fantastic. We have this guy, Mike J, who is the dealer, and he's so legit. Like,
he's
legit. Such a great dealer. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows every, what every hand is worth, and he knows what you might have based on how you're, he's incredible. Mm-hmm. I watch him like a hawk because I learn so much from him.
He's great.
He is great. I agree.
And you clunked out pretty early. I mean, what, 8, 10, 10 p.m.?
Well, who, me?
You went to sleep at
11.
Oh, okay.
I got in bed at 11, yeah. But, you know, I mean, 4 hours of poker. How much poker can you play? Right. I, you know, and plus, I'm just such a loser. Like, I tried two times. I got in bed two times on Saturday to try to take a nap because I just get up too early now.
That was when the rock stars telling, he started telling a lot of stories. Like, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
John was playing Name This Tune. He was just putting on random songs. Anybody know this song? And every single song was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that song. Yeah, that, I toured with those guys, and I used to play with those guys. Oh, yeah, that. Oh yeah, back when I was touring with Sabbath or I was with Ozzy, da, 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 da. And I'm like, damn, dude, these stories are crazy.
I know he's just your bike gang partner, and I know that he's your card friend, and I think you know who he is in terms of Faith No More being a really big band, but I'm a dork for Faith No More. I really love those. Like, I mean, and I couldn't tell you, like, in the grand scheme of drummers where he fits in at all, but Faith No More, especially their lead singer, because he's got 10 other bands. I mean, I love those guys.
Yeah.
I love them.
He's a pretty mild-mannered dude for how, you know.
For how big they are?
Yes, yeah. He's very much over it. Although, he's got dreads that go down to the back of his knees. They're all, you know, they're all grayed out now because he's getting, but, you know, so he's clearly aware that he has a look and an image going, mm-hmm. but he's not a guy who assumes that everyone knows who he is, and he's certainly not out there, do you know who I am-ing? You know, that,
well, he's
not
been,
that guy.
He's been big time for a long time. It's not new to him. I'm sure he's... And he's a family guy, right? He's got a wife.
Two grown daughters and a wife. And his wife is great. She's a very interesting person, just in her own right. But anyway, it was a fabulous weekend. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I, for one, could, you know, it was freezing here all weekend. Like,
it wasn't nice, you're right.
Never broke out of the 50s. So I would actually love to see, a nicer week. Can you make that happen for me?
Well,
then?
I saw sun in the forecast for the week, but today you're looking at clouds in the morning.
Same thing.
Some breaking. Some spots will see the sun break through, but highs in the 60s. Yay. So it's not going to be. It's not going to be.
We're
great.
Not getting that summer snap that we had a couple weeks ago.
Not yet.
Yeah. All right. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. God, I'm so excited. I'm feeling so good. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a great day. It's going to be a great week. We'll be back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.